弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴能有机会来到南湾跟大家见面。
I'm so happy and pleased that I can come and see everyone here at MCCC at South Bend, Indiana.
我要先代表我的家庭，感谢各位弟兄姐妹过去几天的招待。
I want to thank every one of you for your hospitality, for accommodating my family while we're staying over here.
让我们深深感到主内一家的温暖。
That we can really experience the love as a Christian family as one.
我们今天要一起来看，要一起来听主的话。
Now, we will prepare our hearts to listen to God's word today all together.
有一个人，他是一个中小企业的事业主。
There was one person who is in a small industry, working in a small industry.
他虽然是老板。
Even though he's a boss,
他的收入当然很丰富。
Well, of course, he probably make a lot of money as you wouldn't imagine.
虽然中小企业，但是他的生活过得非常的优渥。
Even though it's only a small company, he live a very luxury life.
他开名车。
He was able to drive a famous car.
住华夏。
Live a grand mansion.
他的太太也在上班。
And his wife also worked too.
他的两个孩子都送到美国来读书。
Both of his, their two children was sent to United States for study.
而且念的都是私立的高中。
And they are all in, enrolled in a private high school.
请问这样的人需要什么？
Do you know what would they need in for their life?
还有一个人，他也是一个中小企业的老板。
And another person is also working a small company in industry.
但是在中年的时候，事业倒闭。
But he, the company went bankrupt while he was in the middle age, like
他的财产全部被查封。
And all his estate has been taken away.
甚至牵连到他的亲友。
And actually, that influenced all his relatives as well.
那个巨额的欠款
，the great debt，
压得他喘不过气来。
I was able that has been put a great pressure on him。
不但如此，他还被诊断得了大肠癌，而且移转到肝脏。
Not only that, he was diagnosed with a cancer, and then the cancer infect the liver later on。
他必须要开刀动手术。
He need a surgery to recover。
要化疗。要做栓塞
，need have chemotherapy and additional treatment.
即使他想工作也没有办法。
Even though he wants to work, but there's really no way for him to work because his health condition.
全家陷入那种愁云惨雾里面。
And as you can imagine, the whole family was in a great distress.
请问这个人需要什么
？Now imagine what would this family need in their life.
另外一个人，他不是老板。
And there's another person who is not a boss.
但是有一份收入还可以的工作。
But he has a mediocre income.
他有一个算起来和乐的家。
He has a very peaceful and happy family.
他住不起华夏，开不起名车。
He cannot live in a great mansion. He cannot afford a very expensive car.
但是他比前面的一位状况好多了。
But his condition is far better than.The previous person we described.
可能就像我们大多数人一样。
He's just like most of us here.
请问这样的人需要什么？
Now imagine what this person would need in his life.
可能大家不知道我在问什么。
Maybe you are wondering why I'm asking such a question.
我看到有人在笑，所以我知道那是真的。
And I saw some people smiling.
可是如果跟大家讲这三位都是基督徒，你们的答案会是什么
？If I'm telling you all these three persons and I give you an example, they are all Christian. What would your answer be?
一个基督徒，不管他的状况如何，我们有一个共同的需要，就是信心。
As a Christian, we all have a common need. That's the faith.
信心不是在我们顺利的时候需要，信心不是在我们潦倒的时候需要。信心是我们每一个人无时无刻的需要。
We not only need faith, we are in successful. not only we need the faith in distress, we need faith at all times.
你在无灾无病的时候，同样需要。
When you have no troubles in your life, everything is going well, you still need faith.
但是很多时候，我们的日子非常的平顺。
Well, most of the time, as most of us, our life lived peacefully.
没有什么太大的起伏。
It's really not up and down in our life.
所以日复一日，我们的信心好像就静止在那里。
And day after day, your faith just become like in a standstill condition.
我们没有什么机会去操练我们的信心。
There's no opportunity for us to exercise our faith.
其实，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，信心的生活，或者说一个基督徒展现对神的信心，是随着人生的际遇而决定的。
Actually, the exercise of the faith depends on our journey in our life in all circumstances.
换句话说，你顺利的时候需要。
In other words, you need your faith when everything is going in your way.
你困难的时候需要。
You need your faith when everything is going against you.
像大家很平顺的时候，你依然需要。
When everything is going well in your life, when you're living a peaceful life, you need faith.
我们在每一件事情上面。
In everything we do,
我们都要活出神给我们的信心。
We need to manifest the faith in our life.
所以我们今天来看神怎么告诉我们信心的功课。
So that's trying to learn today how God will teach us in the lesson of faith.
他期望我们怎么样去过信心的生活。
What would our Lord expect us to live a life of faith?
今天我们的经文是希伯来书十二章一到二节。
Our scripture is coming from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1-2.
从这段经文，我们希望能够明白三件事情。
From these two verses, we like to learn three things.
第一，真的有信心这回事吗？
Is the faith a true thing?
第二，神希望一个有信心的人，他是怎么样过生活？
What would God expect? What kind of life a person will be if he has a faith?
第三，我们可以怎么样去过信心的生活
？How do we live a life of faith？
在周报的最后面有今天的讲道大纲。
On the back of your bulletin today, there's an outline for the message today.
好不好？我们再把十二章的第一节的前半段，我们一起再读一次。
Now let's read Hebrews chapter 12, the first part of verse 1 all together.
请，所以。我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们，到这里就好了，到这里就好了。
Now we can stop over here. Thank you.
没有关系，多念多读多得救。
Now the more you read, the more salvation will gain.
我今天的题目是让我们看云去。
The title of the sermon today is Let's Go See the Clouds.
有人一看到这个题目说：“好了，我们今天开校园民歌演唱会。”
Now that's maybe people are thinking about it's gonna be a gathering for singing songs.
不过大家看到这段经文以后
，When you read this passage,
你应该知道原来云指的是谁。
You know what the clouds means.
是许多的见证人。
The cloud means many witnesses.
所以在各位的讲道大纲上面，第一个空格，信心不是空谈，是真实的见证。
The faith,
见证人的那两个见证。
The faith is not an empty talk, but it's a true witness.
在希伯来书十一章里面提到许多信心的表率。
There are in Hebrews chapter 11, there is a lot of examples of true faith.
如果各位有机会翻一下。比方说，我们很熟悉的摩西
，there is like Moses，
亚伯拉罕
，Abraham，
挪亚
，Noah
等等，都在这个十一章里面。
They all mentioned in chapter 11 as example of faith。
如果你再仔细去读
，if you study in detail，
你会发现他们的事迹都是点到为止， 没有很详细的去谈。
You will probably find out they only mention almost like summarize, but not in details.
但是你会看到三个字重复的出现。
But you will notice the three words repeat continuously.
因着信。
Because of faith.
这些人不管他们做什么，都是出于对神的信心。
Everything they do by faith.
因为出于对神的信心。
Because they doing because of faith.
让神称许这些人。
So the Lord praise all of them.
让他们成为我们信心的榜样。
So they become example of our faith.
例如亚伯拉罕在年老的时候，上帝带他出乌尔。
Like Abraham, when Abraham was getting old, God let him out of the home.
神要他献上他儿子以撒。
God want him to offer his own son Esau.
挪亚建方舟。
And Noah building up the ark. Yeah.
摩西带人出埃及。
And Moses led the Israel out of Egypt.
这些人所做的都是因为出于对神的信心。
What they did is all they did it because of faith to the Lord.
这就是当时希伯来信徒看希伯来书所得到信心的榜样。
And those are the example when Israel read this Hebrew. Those are the example for their faith.
这些就是云彩般的见证人。
These are the great clouds of witnesses.
但是请各位想一想。昨天有云，今天有没有云？
But let's think about we got clouds yesterday. Are we not having the clouds today at all?
这个月有云，下个月有没有云？
We have clouds this month. How about next month?
哪一天没有云，我们麻烦就大了。
If there's no clouds around us, then we'll be in big trouble.
所以既然是云彩般的见证人。
So since there's a great cloud of witnesses,
是从古到今持续不断有的。
From the old time to present and to the future.
所以有当时的见证，也有近代的见证。
So we have witnesses back then. We also have contemporary witnesses.
前几年有一位很著名的作家去世了。
There's a very well-known author who died last year.
他的名字叫做杏林子。
Her name is 杏林子。
真正的名字叫刘霞。
And true name is 刘霞。
各位知道她得什么病吗？
Do you know what illness she was inflicted?
类风湿性关节炎。
It's an illness I can't translate.
Some kind of rheumatology.
Okay.
那个病是什么样子呢？
Well, what kind of illness is this?
他的关节，全身的关节。
All her joints.
每一处的关节。
Every joint.
24小时不停的疼痛。
And there is always sustaining pain for 24 hours.
请问谁能忍受？
So I'm going to ask you, who can sustain this kind of pain for 24 hours continuously?
她从12岁就得这个病。
She was inflicted with this kind of weird disease since she was 12 years old.
她死的时候60多岁。
She died when she was 60 years old.
你一天都承受不可，没有办法承受的病，她承受50年。
And this kind of pain, an ordinary person cannot sustain for one day, and She sustained that for 50 years.
请问她靠什么度过的？
So, what are the things that keep her going?
信心。
The faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，现代有现代的见证。
So, brother and sister, we have contemporary witness nowadays.
昨天我发现教会有一本受洗见证。
Now, I find out there's a testimony, outside in the foyer.
这就是一个信心的见证。
And this is a testimony of faith.
我希望不久的将来我们可以出另外一本信心的见证。
I'm hoping in the near term we can have another journal like that.
因为当你受洗之后，你所过的每一天都需要信心。
After you've been baptized, you need to live a life after that every day with the faith.
我相信在各位弟兄姐妹当中，一定有不少好的信心见证。
I know that among all of you, there's a few of faith testimony that you can present.
因为我相信神的话。
Because I believe in God's words.
信心的见证人要如同云彩那么多。
Because the witness of faith will be like a great cloud you can see in the sky.
而且要围着我们。
And the great cloud will surround every one of us.
那请问，我们为什么要去看云呢？
Then let me ask you a question. Why do we want to go see the cloud?
神为什么要把那么多像云彩般的见证人放在我们周围呢？
What's the purpose of putting the great cloud of witness around every one of us?
神要我们知道，信心不是空谈，是真实的见证。
God wants us to know the faith is not an empty talk, but a true faith manifestation.
昨天我们谈到天上的彩虹。
We talked about the rainbow in the sky yesterday.
当你看到彩虹的时候，你知道上帝不再用洪水毁灭人。
And you know that when you see the rainbow, you know that God's promise, He would not use in a flood to destroy humankind.
云彩，对不起，彩虹是个记号。
Rainbow is a sign.
是个提醒，是个约。
It's a reminder, it's a covenant.
同样的，我们今天看到天上的云的时候，
So in the same token, as we see the sky, as we see the clouds in the sky,
你应该想到啊、哦，那个是亚伯拉罕，啊、哦，那个是挪亚。
Then you'll remind that will remind you that one is Abraham and that one is Noah.
那个是约瑟，那个是摩西。
And this is Joseph and that's Moses.
那个是刘霞。
And that one, the other one is 刘霞。
那个是吴勇长老。
And then Elder 吴勇。
那个是某某姐妹。
And so and so sister up
there. 那个是某某弟兄。
And brothers.
每一朵云彩应该让我们想起这些人生命中的见证。
Every clouds are reminding us their life testimony.
下一次你看云的时候，问自己一个问题。
So next time when you observe the cloud, you should ask yourself a question.
我是哪一朵？
What cloud would I be?
我应该做什么可以成为天上的那一朵云？
What I need to do that I can become a cloud in the sky.
让人看到我的见证。
So people can see my life testimony.
我们常常会问弟兄姐妹，
Every time we ask ourselves a question.
我们怎么样才能过信心的生活呢？
How can we live a life of faith?
我们在问这个问题的时候，好像信心是一个常常挂在嘴边的名词。
Every time we talk about this, it's just the talk.
它不是一个动词。
It's not a action word.
常常它不带着动作。
And a lot of time it doesn't carry any action.
其实它神给过我们答案。
And as a matter of fact, God has given us the answer to it.
或许我们疏忽了。
Maybe we have ignored it.
我知道大家很爱读圣经。
I know everybody likes to study Bible.
所以我们现在读十二章第一节的后半。
So let's read chapter 12, verses 1, the last part of the verse 1. Chapter 12, verse 1.
从就当放下各样的重担开始。我们一起来，请。就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们面前的路程。好，到这里，各位，上帝告诉我们，这里有三件事要做。
So our Lord, tells us there's three things we need to do.
第一个，除重。
The first things to do is throw away the weight.
重就是重量的重，知道哈？
The weight that put you down.
什么是重担
？What is burden？
我指的不是身上的赘肉。
I'm not talking about the actual weight that you carry on your own。
什么是重担
？So what is burden？
重担是一些阻碍我们去做其他事的东西。我再讲一遍， 重担是一些阻碍我们去做其他事的事东西。
The burdens are the things that hinder us to do something.
在过去是我们的球场。
Next door is our gym.
我知道很多弟兄姐妹喜欢打球。
I know a lot of brothers and sisters like to play balls in the gym.
像我们的 Jerry。
Like brother Jerry.
请问 Jerry， 你打球的时候穿不穿西装，打不打领带？
I'd like to ask Jerry whether he wears suits when he's playing balls.
会不会带着公司包？
Would he carry a suitcase when he's playing balls?
或者带着菜篮？
What about a basket for grocery shopping?
不会的，
no、
不会的。因为当你带着这些东西的时候，你没办法去做其他的事。
So if you carry those things you don't need for those that you cannot do things that you want to do.
这就是重担。
And those are the thing example of burden.
我们常常以为金钱是重担。
Often we have an idea money's is burden.
我们以为金钱是罪恶。
We believe money's is sin.
所以放下重担，意思就是我们过着清贫、家徒四壁的生活。
When we cast out our burden, means we live a life that is not luxury.
是不是这样？
Is that so?
很显然不是这个样子。
Very absolutely, that's not the life the Lord wants us to be.
为什么？
Why?
因为你的财富也是上帝给你的。
Because all your prosperity is given by the Lord.
所以重担是我们怎么样去对待那个事物。
So the, in reality is, the burden is how you look at it.
我们对他的看法或者态度如何，决定那件事是不是我们的重担。
It's your attitude and mindset. You are told those things.
如果我们对某一件事情的倚靠
，the dependence on things in your life，
超过对神的倚靠
，has surpassing the dependence to our Lord.
那就是你的重担。
Then that will become the burden.
有一次我儿子生病。
One time, my son was sick.
病得很严重。
He is really, really sick.
发高烧。
He had a very high fever.
呕吐。
And vomiting.
他吐到一个程度哈，我们的床单跟被子、枕头来不及洗。
And he vomiting to a degree that I just don't have enough sheets to replace.
而且我告诉你，那是周末。
And plus, the worst part of it is the weekend.
我们根本没有办法约医生。
And there's no way that I can have appointment with the doctor.
可是你知道，如果你送去急诊，你要花多少钱
？And if you know, you go to the urgent care center, you know how much I have to pay for it.
那个时候我有一个感觉。
And I have a feeling back then.
如果我是个医生多好。
If I'm a doctor, what that will help me quite a bit.
我有那个知识。
If I have the knowledge.
我有那个诊所。
If I have a clinic,
我有资格去开药方。
If I have a way to give out the prescription,
那个病马上可以止住。
And I was able, then I can deal with the sickness of my son.
但是我知道我错了。
But I know back then I was wrong.
如果我有这些
，If I indeed had all of those,
我不会去依靠神。
Then I would, my life would not depend on him at all.
我只会靠着我自己。
And I will fully depending on myself only.
所以弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters,
如果你靠着你的钱财
，If you depend on your own wealth,
你靠着你的势力
，Depending on your own might,
你靠着你的地位
，Depending on your own social status,
你靠着你的技巧
，Depending on your skills,
你依赖这些超过依赖神
，Depending on those.Has surpassed the dependence on our Lord.
这些可能就是你的重担。
And those things will become the burden in your faith.
财主进天国为什么难？
Why is it so difficult for a rich person to enter the kingdom?
因为他重视的是他有的那些东西。
Because he values the thing he owns more than heaven.
他没有信心去依靠神。
He doesn't have faith to depend his life on Lord.
所以过信心生活第一件事情，弟兄姐妹。
So the first thing for to have a life of faith.
问自己，我有什么重还没有除掉？
Ask yourself, what are the weight that you have not getting rid of?
知识。
Maybe it's your knowledge.
也许是我们的技巧。
Maybe it's your skill.
也许是我们的地位、钱财。
Maybe it's your social status and your wealth.
这些是你要放下的。
And those are the things you need to get rid of.
我说的不是让你忘记技巧。
What I'm saying is not to forget everything you have.
忘掉你的股票。
Forget about the stock you have.
我再说一次。
Let me remind you one more time.
是你怎么样对待这些事情的态度。
It's the mindset and attitude you have for those things you have.
如果凡事你靠着你自己有的去解决。
If you deal with everything with your own strength,
而不是看在上帝的身上,
but you did not fix your eyes on the Lord,
这就是你要放下的。
Then those are the things you need to put down.
你今天回家开车的时候,
if you go on, while you're driving car back home today,
你能够转方向盘, 感谢神。
If you can still have your handle on steering wheel, give thanks to the Lord.
你能够踩刹车, 感谢神。
You still can put your foot on the brake, give thanks to the Lord.
那个技巧不是你的。
The skill that you'll be able to do that is not coming from your own.
是上帝给你的。
It's the blessing from our Lord.
你能够张口吃一口饭。
If you can open up your mouth to eat,
那是上帝给你的。
It's a blessing from the Lord.
你知道有多少人没有办法开口吃饭吗？
Do you know how many people they cannot open their mouth and have a regular meal?
你知道有多少人开口没有饭吃吗？
Do you know that how many people they can open up the mouth but there's no food on the table?
如果不是因为神，
If not because our Lord,
没有一件事情我们做得到。
There's nothing we can do.
第二件事，
Second thing I want to remind you,
脱罪。
To get rid of the sins.
罪恶的罪。
Sins.
我不是叫大家畏罪潜逃。
I'm not telling you to run away from sins.
这个是上帝的话。
This is God's words.
他叫我们脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
He told us to throw off the sins that easily entangle.
我们都承认自己是罪人。
We all believe we are sinners.
不承认的举手。
Anyone who doesn't know he is a sinner, you can raise your hands.
我们也知道人因为罪跟神分开。
And we all know that because of sins, we are separated from our Lord.
罪人走的道路跟神走的道路是不一样的。
The path for the sinner is different than the path for the Lord.
罪人的道路是死亡。
The path of the sinners.Is death.
神的道路是永生。
The path of the Lord is eternity.
你今天要过信心的生活。
If to live a life of faith,
你不能走在那个罪的道路上。
You cannot continue walk on the path of the sinners.
因为在那个上面。
Because on that path,
你永远到不了神那里。
You cannot reach the Lord.
希伯来书在这里用了一个形容词。
There's an adjective that was used in Hebrews.
形容罪是缠累我们的。
It describes sins are the thing that easily entangles us.
罪的一个特性。
The one characteristic of sins.
就是叫人难以自拔。
It's something you just can't deal with on your own.
一旦陷在罪里。
Once you get trapped in your own sins.
很容易被它缠住。
Then you will get entangled and you won't be able to get out of it.
让人失去对神的信心。
That you will lose the faith to our Lord.
使徒行传五章。
In Acts chapter 5.
里面有一对夫妇。
There is a husband and wife.
卖了田产。
They sell their land.
没有把所有的钱交给教会。
They didn't give all this what they sell to the church.
私下留下几分。
They saved some for their own purpose.
你知道他们的下场是什么吗？
You know what happened to them, as you know.
他们都死了。
They died eventually.
你们说神怎么那么小气？
So how can our Lord be so unmerciful?
我卖我自己的东西，留点下来不对吗？
I was selling my own goods, and what's wrong for me to save some of it for my own good?
你知道为什么他们应该这样子落到这样的下场吗？
You know why this couple have such a consequence?
他们怕没有钱，我不能生活。
Because they are afraid that they don't have any money to continue to live on their life.
所以他留下一点。
So they save a little bit for their own.
他不相信上帝是供应的神。
They don't believe that God is the God of provision.
懂了吗？
Do you understand this concept?
罪会让我们没有信心的。
Sins will entangle us and will continue to lose faith to our Lord.
我以前碰过一位牧师。
Once I met a pastor.
他不止一次的犯奸淫。
Not only once he commit adultery.
很久很久，很长很长的时间在这个里面。
The pastor was trapped in this type of matter for a very, 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 very long time.
而且他对象不止一个。
And the object is not only one, there's a several person involved.
他最后的下场。
And you know the consequence?
他当然不能再做牧师。
Of course, he cannot be a pastor for a church anymore.
甚至于也不知道，也没有人知道他在哪一个教会。
And nobody know what church he's serving now.
你说他走的是哪一条的路
？Do you know what path he's leading his life onto?
各位，除罪，对不起，脱罪。
Brother and sister, to get rid of the sins.
我们真正要过信心生活。
If we want to have a journey of true faith.
你最好天天到神的面前来省察。
Every day you need to come to the throne of grace to examine yourself.
有什么罪在我们里面
？If there's a sins inside of you,
求神洁净。
We pray to the Lord to rid off all our sins,
并且不要再犯。
And not to commit our sins again.
第三
，The third point,
我们要跑路。
We need to run the race.
这个也不是告诉你欠人家债以后就溜之大吉。
It's not like when you owe someone a great debt, you're going to run away.
这个也是希伯来书说的。
This is also recorded in Hebrews.
大家要去奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
We need to run with the perseverance, the race marked out for us.
为了让大家容易记，跑路。
Run the race.
希伯来书的作者在这里用一个赛跑的比喻。
The author of the Hebrews using the analogy in a race.
赛跑就好像我们信心的生活。
The race is like our faith journey.
请问赛跑是你一个人跑，还是跟许多人一起跑
？I want to ask you a question. When you race, do you race with yourself or you race with other people?
一个人不用赛，对不对
？There's only one. You don't have to have.To run the race,
你用走的也是冠军。
You'll be the winner even you walk.
意思是说，有很多东西你必须超越的。
That means everything you do, you need to excel.
你怎么样赢得一场赛跑
？How can you win a race?
你不断的超过别人。
Because you continue to run ahead of anybody else.
而且你要防止别人超过你。
And you need to prevent people run ahead of you.
所以你要一直一直往前的跑。
So you need to continue to press on and run forward.
只要前面有拦阻，你就不能不超越它。
If there's even though there's an obstacle, you have to continue to press on and run forward.
所以什么是我们信心的拦阻呢
？So what are the obstacles of faith?
各位，既然我们说是真实的超生活，第二个空格，真实的生活。
We are the faith is not an empty talks, but it's a true.
我们在生活上的各样困难
，all the difficulties in our life，
就是我们要超越的。
Those are the things we need to win victory over.
工作的困难有没有
？The difficulty in our job.
失业有没有
？Losing jobs.
减薪有没有
？Pay cut.
老板不喜欢你有没有
Didn't get a praises from your boss.
同事排挤你有没有？
The coworkers are resistance.
婚姻上的难题。
Problems in marriage.
夫妇沟通有困难。
Communication between a couple, in a couple.
夫妇的价值观不一样。
A different value system between husband and wife.
管教子女的态度不一样。
A different way of discipline their own children.
学业上的困难。
Difficulty in your study.
健康上的困难。
Troubles in your health.
这些都是我们要胜过的拦阻。
Those are the hindrances we all need to win victory over.
只要有这些在你的前面。
If those hindrances are ahead of you in your faith journey,
我们就还有信心的功课要学。
Then we all have a lesson we need to learn.
超越这些难题。
Surpass and win victory over those hindrances.
我们每一次的信心就更上层楼。
Then our faith will continue to excel.
所以我们要变成一朵云。
So after all, we become.A cloud in the sky.
是从实际的生活上下手的。
Those things you need to do it in your real life application.
信心不是一个挂在嘴边空谈的字。
Faith is not just words, talks.
是一个动作。
It's an action word.
所以我们再复习一遍。
That's
只有六个字而已。
That's review again.
请大家记得。只有六个字而已。
Only six words.
请大家记得。
You need to remember.
第一个是什么？除重脱罪。跑路，再来一遍，除罪，脱罪，跑路。
Cast weight, get rid of sins, and then run the race.
背不起来，回家写三十遍。
If you cannot remember, you can write it down on your paper for 30 times.
第三个我要讲，信心不是空谈。
Third aspect I want to talk about is the faith is not empty talk.
是真实的操练。
Is the true application and exercise in life.
当你在生活上，我们刚才讲生活上的经历这些东西的时候
，When you encounter things, difficult things in your life,
你要除重，你要脱罪，你要跑路。
You need to exercise those three things that I said.
可是你怎么做呢
？But how would you do in reality?
希伯来书十二章的第二节。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2, give us an example.
这边告诉我们答案。
And it tell, the verses disclose how we can do that.
我们很快的来念。
And let's read very quickly on those passages together.
十二章第二节，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。忍受了十字架的苦难。便坐在神宝座的右边。
Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
这是我们过信心生活的施行细则。
This is This covers the details in how we live a life of faith.
经过操练的信心
through a faith being exercised,
才是真正你得到的信心。
That kind of faith is the true faith you will eventually own.
各位知道铁砂知道吗
？You know the iron powders.
那个东西是不能用的。
There's no usage for those things.
你必须经过锻炼。
You need to go through the refinery process.
可以变成生铁
And then you become, I think it's cast iron.
对 cast iron. Your English is very good.
Oh, I doubt it.
你可以拿生铁来做锄头
And then you can make that into axe.
做锤子
And then make it into a hammer.
可是你如果要拿来做车子的引擎
But if you want to make it into an engine part of the engine,
你要再把生铁炼成钢
and then that need to be continually refined to a better metal.
我们的信心也是这样
and our faith is exactly like this.
你们要不断的操练
need to continue to exercise your faith.
信心在你的生命里面
the faith in your life.
才能承受得起更大的冲击。
Can withstand all the difficulties and all the stresses in your life.
所以第一个修操练的基本功夫。
So the ultimate lesson you need to learn to exercise your faith.
四个字。
The four words.
仰望耶稣。
Fix your eyes on Jesus Christ.
因为这里说得很清楚。
Because it says very clearly over here in this passage.
耶稣是我们信心的源头。
Jesus Christ is the source of our faith.
耶稣是那个把信心给我们的那位神。
But Jesus Christ is the one to give us the faith.
使我们胜过世界的是什么？
What are the things that will help us to surpass the difficulties in our world?
答案就是信心。
The answer is faith.
在哪一本书上？
In which book of the Bible?
约翰一书。
First John.
有机会过去翻翻。
If you have an opportunity to look it up for that passage.
所以一个人。
So a person.
如果没有神给的信心做根基。
If he doesn't have a foundation as a faith from our Lord.
根本不可能认识神。
He would not know our Lord at all.
根本不可能相信神。
He would not believe in our Lord.
根本不可能在生活上倚靠神。
He would not depend his life on the Lord only.
他不但是信心的源头。
Jesus Christ not only is a source of faith.
他还是使我们信心达到完全的人。
He also is a perfecter of faith.
因为信心的操练有困难。
Because there's always difficulties and hindrance in exercising our faith.
会有疑惑，会有试炼。
There's a doubt, there's trials in the faith.
可是因为信心，耶稣是我们的牧者。
Because Jesus Christ is our shepherd.
是我们的倚靠。
He's our person we can depend upon.
如果你仰望他。
If you fix your eyes on Jesus Christ,
他就可以帮助你完成信心的功课。
Then he can help every one of us to complete the faith lesson.
所以仰望耶稣是基本功夫。
So the ultimate lesson we need to learn is fix our eyes on Jesus Christ.
那什么是仰望？
So let me ask you a question. How do you fix your eyes on Jesus Christ?
你只是抬起头来看着天吗？
Maybe just look up and look in the sky.Is that so?
仰望是让神来为你做这件事。
Look up and fix the eyes on Jesus Christ is let the Lord to do the things for you.
刚刚跟各位说，人很容易就倚靠我们自己的钱财，倚靠我们自己的智慧，倚靠我们自己的能力，这是人的一个通性。
As I revealed to you, ordinary person always depend their own might, their strength, and their wisdom to do things in their life.
像我刚才举自己的例子。
Like I'm using myself as an example.
我巴不得自己是一个医师。
I was hoping that I can be a medical doctor.
我就可以治我的孩子。
That I can help my child.
如果这样，我就不会仰望耶稣。
Then if that is the case, I will not depend.Things on our Lord.
因为我不觉得我需要上帝来医治他。
Because I don't think that I need my Lord to help my child.
所以仰望耶稣。
So to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ.
是学习自己放手。
Is to learn to
let go.
Let go yourself. Thank you.
当你遇见困难的时候。
When you are encountered troubles in your life.
不要求人的智慧。
Don't.Ask for wisdom from mankind.
不要求人的能力。
Don't ask for the strength and power from the mankind.
求那一位大能的神。
Go ask the power and help from the Almighty God.
凭着信心相信他会为你成就一切。
Based on the faith to the Lord, He will have everything completed.
时间的关系。
Because of limitation in our time,
我不能说太多的见证。
I cannot share with you lots of testimony that I have.
第二个我们要做的事情。
Second thing we need to do
是日常生活中的操练。
Is a daily exercise of the faith.
操练一件事情。
To exercise one thing.
顺服。
To trust in Lord.
有人会问，信心跟顺服有什么关系啊？
What is the relationship between faith and being surrendered to our Lord?
两回事嘛。
There's two different things. They don't have any relationship.
各位，顺服是信心的表现。
To yield to the Lord is the manifestation of our faith.
当神要亚伯拉罕把以撒献给他的时候
，When Lord asked Abraham to give his son,
亚伯拉罕照做了。
Abraham did it.
亚伯拉罕笨吗？亚伯拉罕笨吗？
Is Abraham not intelligent at all?
以撒好像有点笨，对不对？
Esau maybe.
可是你知道亚伯拉罕为什么这样做吗？
Do you know why Abraham did it anyway?
因为神答应他，万国要从他而出。
Because God had promised the nation will come.
他的后裔
as his descendants.
要像天上的星、海边的沙那么多。
His descendant will be like a star in the sky and a sand in the seashore.
亚伯拉罕相信神这一句话。
Abraham believed the words from the Lord.
他相信说，即使我把儿子给杀了
，Even though that I killed my own son.
上帝，你的话还是要实现。
But God's promise will continue to be the promise.
所以他把儿子带去。
So he bring his son.
架好柴火。
Set up the altar and the firewoods.
拿出刀来。
He pulled out the knife.
一点没有犹豫。
He didn't hesitate at all.
他展现的信心，展现的是顺服。
His faith manifests as a complete surrender to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，如果你不愿意接受神在你生命中的安排
，Lord, brother and sister, if you do not want to accept the plan our Lord for your life.
如果你不愿意顺服神的带领
，If you don't want to surrender the guidance of our Lord in your life.
你不愿意接受神给你的一切召
You don't want to accept everything that Lord given to you.
你还没有顺服到这个程度
，If you have not yield to that degree.
你还没有跨进信心的门槛。
You haven't entered to the gate of the faith.
耶稣的经历更是这样。
And Jesus Christ had the same type of experience.
他知道十字架的痛苦。
He knows the difficulty of the cross.
他知道承担世人的罪是多么的沉重。
Because he knows how heavy that would be, he carrying the sins from the whole world.
但是他怎么祷告
？But how did he pray?
主啊，求你将这杯挪去。
Lord, please remove this cup from me.
然而照着你的意思，不是照着我的意思。
But do this according your will, but not my own.
因着他的顺服
，because his complete surrender.
他承受了大大的苦难。
He sustained this great distress on the cross.
然而这里说，复活了，升天了，如今坐在宝座的右边。
But over here he says, God has resurrected and sit on the right hand of the throne of God.
他相信神要使他复活。
Because he believed God will resurrect him.
他相信神要把他再接上去。
God will raise him to the heaven.
他相信将来他要来审判这个世界。
He believed that he'll come again in the future.
所以他顺服了。
That's the reason why he surrendered to the Lord.
信心展现出来的是顺服。
The exercise, the true exercise of faith is a surrenderance to our Lord.
所以当你生活上有困难
So, in midst of the difficulty in our life,
或者你的生活非常的好
even though you live a very, your lives are very peaceful,
都要顺服。
We all need to exercise complete yield to our Lord.
完全顺服神在你生命中的安排。
Complete yieldness to our Lord for everything He has planned for you in your life.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
信心是我们这一生最重要的一件事。
The faith is the ultimate thing in our life.
人非有信，不能讨主的喜悦。
If you don't have faith, you will not please the Lord.
除非你不相信耶稣
Unless you don't believe in Christ.
我们都要做一个有信心的人
We all need to become a person of faith.
神已经预备了如云彩般的见证人。
God has prepared great clouds of witnesses surrounding us.
他也告诉我们要注意的三件事。
He also reminding us three things.
你们要写三十遍的那六个字。
Remind you that you can remember right 30 times to remember that.
并且他告诉我们怎么样实际的去操练。
He also tell us in detail how we exercise the faith in our life.
仰望耶稣
，fix our eyes on Jesus Christ，
操练对神的顺服
，and exercise our surrenders， complete surrenders to our Lord。
让我们看云去
，so let's go and see the cloud。
巴不得以后我看到天上的一朵云彩的时候
，when I was hoping when I see the cloud in the sky in the future，
我想起我们当中的每一位
，that will remind me every one of you。
巴不得你每一天都经历那个信心的真实。
That we're hoping everybody can really experience the reality of faith as a Christian.
在你信心的功课上
，In your faith lesson，
一天比一天进步。
That you will make progress and great progress every day.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
我请每一位弟兄姐妹安静在上帝的面前。
I'm going to ask you, every one of us, to be silent.
我们听见神的话。
Now we have listened to God's words.
是对你说的。
The words is for you.
上帝要你看见云，就想起信心的见证。
Our Lord wants you to see, whenever you see the clouds, we'll see the life.Testimony and witness in our life.
所以当你安静的时候，把自己交给神。
So, when you are calm and silent, I want you to give yourself up to the Lord.
求神让你时时仰望耶稣。
That you will continue to depend on the Lord and fix your eyes on the Lord at all times.
求神让我们存一个顺服的心。
We pray the Lord give us a humble heart to surrender to Him.
在任何的光景下面
，at any circumstances in our life，
出于顺服
，by faith， through this our humbleness，
我们展现出对神的信心。
We can manifest the faith to our Lord。
亲爱的主耶稣
，our divinely Jesus Christ。
你是那位为我们信心创始成终的主。
You are the pioneer, author, and the perfecter of faith.
你让我们看见你自己信心的见证。
But you have let us see the witness you set up for us.
也让我们看见如云彩般的见证人。
You have let us see the great clouds of witnesses in the past.
求你帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
在每一天的生活中。
In our daily life.
经历你所赏赐的信心
，that we can experience the faith that you have given us，
操练信心的功课
，that we can exercise and in our faith lessons。
但愿我们自己也被你称许
，that you'll be pleased with us，
做多人信心的榜样
，that we can also become a testimony among other people。
我们把自己交给你。
Lord, we've given up ourselves to you.
求你带领我们每一天过信心的生活。
Please lead us to a journey of faith.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.